The chairperson of the Public Services Commission, Mrs. Bridget Skachiku, has asked public servants to discard archaic and obsolete ways of doing things, especially of what she termed as "this is the way we do things" syndrome. They must accept reforms in IT that can meet global trends as well as satisfy citizens. Mrs. Skachiku who made the comment at this year's United Nations African Public Service Day colloquium in Accra, noted that though there are so many obstacles hampering efforts to transform the public sector, that should not be an excuse to remain where they are. Public servants must rather be bold and confront the challenges by adopting more pragmatic and customer-focused approaches. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba and Elizabeth Namte.
The 23rd of June has been set aside by the UN and the African Union every year to celebrate the public service. It is also a day where government and citizens recognize the important and critical roles which public servants play in ensuring the well-being of society. Mrs. Skachiku said society is dynamic in nature, therefore, solutions used in the past cannot be adequately used to fix today's problems. Public servants must continue to be innovative every day and think ahead so they can be relevant to society.
There is also a high demand from our citizens for change for the better. And this is fueled largely by a population whose expectations and demands of government have risen very high and who are no longer tolerant of poor performance. There is therefore no more waiting. We have to move to transform the public service to make it more dependable and always at the service of Ghanaians. All is not bleak, and I dare say that public servants in Ghana are not resting on their oars. There is a huge army of public servants who do not only espouse public service ethos, values and virtues, but work diligently, conscientiously and assiduously to earn their keep.
Delivering a paper on innovating governance for sustainable development and well-being of the people, the Vice Rector and Dean of Graduate School at the Pentecost University College, Professor Kwame Buesiako Omani Entry, said public servants should be firm and adhere to the African Charter of Service by supporting fundamental ethical principles and practices which will improve the quality of service to make government and the service more transparent and accountable. He also urged heads of governments to come up with policies to improve the living standards of citizens. Like the saying, water is life, matter and matrix, mother and medium, there is no life without water. Professor Omani Enchi said chiefs, pastors and traditional leaders must wake up and play active roles in preserving water bodies, conservation of the environment, as well as curbing noise pollution.
Truly, the real danger for the environment comes from activists who wish to lift the problem from the local arena in which it can be confronted. The same mistake is quite often made because people say environmental issues are largely seen as things belonging to environmental policies in global terms. Climate change, population growth, the worldwide depletion of resources, the destruction of oceans and rainforests, such issues have been taken as paramount. Important as those issues are, however, there are others that are just as urgent. With indiscriminate squatters springing up left and right in our cities, this is the time to ask the question, how can we accommodate our growing population and still enjoy the extraordinary countryside that our parents and grandparents fought to defend?
The Minister of State in charge of public sector reforms, Alhassan Azong, said citizens are demanding effective and transparent services. Public servants should therefore build capacities of its administrators and work according to the African Public Service Charter. He advised public servants to strengthen cooperation on public sector governance and learn new innovations in service delivery to meet global demands.